Rabbi Shalom, Springer, Parshas, Vayera, Study Day, Torah in Manchester.
Good morning, Rabbi Yisai. This week, beginning of Parshas Vayera, and Taka and Shul, this morning, we lined Vayika Yukachno Me'at Mayim V'rachtzu Raglechem in one posuk, and another posuk a little further on, Vayika Chema V'cholov Ben Boko Asheoso V'idnu Lifnehem V'hu Oymed Aleihem V'yachilu. So these are the psukim that describe the activity of Avraham Avinu when he was mekabel the three orachim. And the Gemara Bava Metzia tells us that there is a consequence to his actions. And in fact, just to set the scene, this is a shiur based on the writings of Reb Chaim Shmulevich in Sichas Musa. And the shiur is called Achris Dova Merishisoi. You know, the whole quote is Toiv Achris Dovah Mershisoi, but the title he gives this year is Achris Dovah Mershisoi, as hopefully will become clear. Now, the Gemara Bava Metzia on these psukim says as follows: Amar Rav Chana bar Rav Chanina, Bischa Shloisha Zocha LaShloisha. Avraham Avinu did three things; he got three things in return. Chema v'cholov, zok the Gemara, Zocha Lamon. V'hu Oymed Zocha LaMoid Ha'onon. Sorry, Zocha la'amud ha'onon. So he got the amud ha'onon for Klal Yisrael later on. Yukach no mat mayim, Zocha le'be'eroi shel Miriam. So as a consequence of those three actions, he got those three things as a schus and as a consequence. Freik de ma'ashor, kasha, in Tanis, daf tes, that state there that there are three paranesim, three benefactors that Yisrael had. Oh, the Omdul Yisrael, they stood for Yisrael, and these benefactors are very well known. Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Moshe, B'schus Moshe, we got the Mon. B'schus Aaron, we got the Onon. B'schus Miriam, got the Be'er. So it's difficult to understand what the Gemara is saying, Bombansia, that this is something that Avram did, when in fact Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam did that. Then we're going to sort of set down a principle which we will then flow throughout this, which will flow throughout this year. And Rav Chaim Shmulevich lays down the principle as follows. It's a universal principle. Let's just sort of start with a saying that we are used to, that from mighty oaks, from little acorns grow. Yeah, we all know that saying. And what it means is that you can have a seed. The seed itself does nothing. In order for the seed to produce something, it has got to find fertile soil. When you plant the seed in fertile soil, and it may, there may be a big gap between you having the seed and when it's planted, when it finds a fertile soil, then you'll begin to get a plant. And that's the point that's going on here in all the cases that I shall bring. So the seed cannot do anything by itself, needs this fertile ground and water and air as well, in order for the thing to be a tzemeach. And so Avraham Avinu's chesed to the three travelers was the garin, the seed, which is the source for these three favors that were done to Klal Yisrael later on. So the wonderful gifts that were brought by Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam was seeded by Avraham Avinu. And then nothing happened. After Avraham Avinu did these things, Mon didn't rain down. They didn't have a Be'er Shel Miriam, Avraham Avinu didn't have a Be'er. He didn't have an Arnon. Had to wait many hundreds of years later on until Moshe, Aaron and Miriam created the soil by which this seed could grow. And then, of course, it could flourish, and we got those three gifts. And a similar idea we find in Bamidbar. Be'er Chafru Sorim says that one of the things that we have in the latest settings of Bamidbar, and where are these Be'erais, where are these wells that were dug? And Rashi says on the spot there, Moshe v'Aaron. Moshe v'Aaron, b'schus Moshe v'Aaron. And Targum Yonason ben Aziel says on those psukim that the Be'erais that were dug by the Ovois combined with the actions of Moshe and Aaron, and in the end Klal Yisrael have got a benefit from it by the combined actions of the Ovis and Moshe and Aaron. And this theme occurs again and again in the Torah. So very early on, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, in Sedra Noach, we read about the story about Shem, Chom and Yofes. About Noach was in a particularly degraded state at that moment, undignified state, and the story is that Shem and Yefes took a cloak of some sort, a sheet, and covered their father up. And that was a big schus. And there it says, Vayikach Shem Vayefes. There's a grammar which is slightly wrong, Rashi points out. Vayikach is singular, should say Vayikhu. And the idea is that because Shem was the instigator, Shem was the enthuser of it, Shem provided the energy which Yofes followed, very nice, but Lamaisa Shem gets the schus. And as a result of that, of this simla, of this garment, the children are zoicha to the mitzvah of tzitzis. Okay, so the idea that Shem has a schus for tzitzis is very nice. We come from Shem eventually. Klal Yisrael comes from Shem. And Shem was the one who was zoichered for tzitzis because of the action that he took. But Lamaisa, surely in this week's Sedra, it's in fact last week's Sedra, we learned that it was Avraham Avinu that had the mitzvah of tzitzis. As he says, Michut vad soich nal, he says to the Melech Sodom, I'm not taking anything from you. And from that we learn that, and we in fact derive from that, the Gemara derives from that, Michut vad soich nal, that Avraham Avinu was zoicha for the mitzvah of tzitzis for Klal Yisrael. So once again, we've got this gap between Shem, who was zoicha to tzitzis, and Avraham Avinu was zoicha to tzitzis, so it's the same question. And the answer is exactly the same, that Shem planted the seed, and Avraham Avinu was the environment through which it could flourish. Now, interestingly enough, the Gemara in the Dorim says that Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahoisi Kuhuna Mishem, that the Rabbeinu Shalom originally wanted to bring Kuhuna from Shem. Shenema V'hu Koyen L'Keil Elyoin, but he messed things up because when, after the battle, he was talking to Avraham Avinu, he praised firstly Avraham, and then later on he praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this was the wrong order. In other words, one praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu first, and then the Eved afterwards, Avraham Avinu afterwards. And because of that, because he praised Avraham Avinu first, therefore the kahuna was taken away from Shem and given to Avraham. But, you know, the fact is that Avraham Avinu is a descendant of Shem. And therefore, in fact, he gets it from Shem, and it's a devolvement from Shem down to Avraham Avinu. So the Ran asks this question, and he answers that Avraham Avinu was zoicha to kahuna in his own right. And there's a difference between the hishtalshlus, the development of the tzitzis, which was from Shem, and then later on from Avraham Avinu, which we said was that Shem had planted the seed, and Avraham Avinu was the soil in which this seed could grow. In the case of kahuna, it was different. It wasn't that Avraham Avinu was given the kahuna as a result of something that Shem had done, or the descendant of Shem had done. it was that Shem had not behaved properly, and therefore the kohuna was removed from him, and Avram Avinu got it in his own right. In other words, when Shem had the kohuna, it wasn't just a seed. He says, Kohen Lekel Elyon. He was a Kohen himself, in full right, in full regalia, and he was a fully functioning Kohen. So it wasn't just a seed that he grew for the kohuna. It was removed from him and given to Avram Avinu, so the two things are very different. Okay, so we have this principle that we have a seed which is planted somewhere, and then later on, when it finds the right soil, the right environment, the right conditions, that it can then flourish. And similarly, we say in Halayla Godoil, Ruchaim Shmulevich explains that once again we have two kilo olam chasdoy, once for the creation of the lights, that's so to speak the seed that Baruch Hashem created, the Ma'oros HaGdoilim, and later on he placed them in the heavens, that's a separate kilo olam chasdoy. So once again it's a little bit different from what we've been saying, but it has the basic echo of this idea of the first, the preparation, and then later on the full development of it. So this principle, which we have established hopefully, actually holds true not only for good things, it actually holds true for rather unfortunate or bad things as well. That the Gurion can be bad and looks for grounds in which it can flourish. And the Gemara in Avodah Zorah says the following on these very familiar psukim, Ashrei ho'ish sheloi holoch ba'atzas v'shoim. And the Gemara says, Ze Avraham Avinu, that he did not join the Doya HaFloga. Avraham Avinu was still around, but he did not join the Doya HaFloga, and therefore he is the man, Ashri Shaloi Holach Batsas Toshoim, he gets this accolade of not joining people that he could have joined. And Moshev Leitzim Lo Yoshov, as the Pesukim go on, and this is that Avraham Avinu did not join together with the Pelishtim, that were Leitzonim. How do we know the Plishtim are Leitzonim? Because there's a later story in Tanakh, which is that we have the story of Shimshon, Shimshon HaGiboyah. We all know the story. And when they'd captured him, they wanted to have a little bit of fun with him. V'yomru, korel Shimshon v'yisachet lonu. Let's bring Shimshon, and they tied him to the pillars of the castle, of the building. V'yisachet lonu. And so they were a people who wanted to have a laugh, so to speak. And therefore, the Plishtim had this midah of Leitzonus. And therefore, Avraham Avinu didn't want to join the Plishtim in any sort of way or have contact with them because he didn't want to join people who were Leitzonim. By the way, Leitzonim, just let me define it in the way that Rav Hutner and others define it, we always think of Leitzonim as people who make jokes, you know, make fun of things. That is not really the pshat in Leitzonus. Leitzonus is a leveling down that you don't recognize any chashivas at all. That's a letz. A letz doesn't recognize any chashivas. Everything is the same. Everything is on the same low level. So that's a letz. And therefore, Avraham Avinu didn't want to be meschaba in any sort of way with the Leitzonim of the Plishtim. Rav Chaim Shmulevich, well, you know, it's very nice, but there were hundreds of years which separated the Plishtim that Avraham Avinu came into contact with and the Plishtim that we're talking about in relation to Shimshon. You know, there's an enormous gap. And already then, how could Avraham Avinu see? Obviously, he could see somehow the seeds of this Leitzonus were already there in the Ama Plishti back then with Avraham Avinu, and therefore, even then, he didn't want to join them. So even though the hundreds of years separated from one another, the fact is that Avraham Avinu somehow could see, and we know that the Ovis could see into the middos of people. Later on, we have about Yiras Shemaim as well. That they could see the middos of the people that they were dealing with, and when it was inappropriate, they would distance themselves from it. So therefore, when he saw that the seeds of Leitzonus were already in the old Pelishtim, the original Pelishtim, he didn't want to join them in any way because he saw what the outcomes was going to be. We have a pasuk at the end of the Torah, Pen yesh b'chem shoyresh peyre roish velano. There's a Ramban there in Parshat Nitzovim, And he explains the idea of Shoresh Pore Rosh V'Lano, that in later generations, something will develop which has been planted by previous generations. It may take years to develop and grow into the bitterness of Rosh V'Lano, but it could have been planted by early generations. And when the Pasuk says, Einenu poi hayoim, the people who are not here today, Zok Rashi, Einenu poi hayoim means those who aren't here today but are going to be here in the future. They are the later generations that will be here in the future, and therefore when we're all standing around our Sinai, the Torah is warning us, Moshe Rabbeinu is warning us, that if there is amongst you someone who has a certain bitterness of soul, that bitterness will carry forward into later generations. Same principle that we've been establishing, that the Av, the forefathers, can be a shoirish for good, and they can be a shoirish for other things as well. So this is the idea, as I said, carries through to all of these cases. Let's do a Gemara in Chagiga, quite famous as well. It's about Elisha ben Avua, which was called, he's called in the Gemara, he's called Acher. Yeah, the story of Acher. And there we have the story which tells us that he was riding a horse on Shabbos, some say the Yom Kippur as well, and Rabbi Meir was with him, and Rabbi Meir suggests that he's chazoe. Rabbi Meir suggests to his Rebbe that he should do tshuva. So he tells him that I have heard Me'achuria Pargud, I have heard in Shemayim, Shuvu Bonim Shoivavim Chutz Me'acher, that I am past, the expression is past the Rubicon. I cannot return. I've passed the point of no return, and therefore I can't return to do tshuva. They blocked me from doing tshuva. And the Gemara asks, and in fact Tosfos asks and others in different situations, because this Gemara is distributed sort of in many places in Shas. And in each place we get a different reason why Acher became the man he was, the apikoros that he was. And we are told, the Gemara tells us a story of this man, Elisha's bris. On the day of his bris, he invited, the father, Avua, invited all the Gedolei Hador, and they came, Rabbi Elozer and others, came along to this bris, and they were chazering some Torah, and fires came down, and Mr. Avua got very frightened, and he thought his house was burning down. So he says, have you come to burn down my house? And they said, no, no, we're chazering Torah. Anyway, he understood that these fires are the covered Torah. And he was so impressed that he decided that he wants his son to be great in Torah. And the Gemara says, and the Chum tell us, Chazal tell us, that Elisha ben Avua might have wanted his son to be great in Torah and to be a Godol HaDor as well, like these people sitting here, like these Rabbonim sitting here, with the effects, but he had the wrong kavona. It was shaloi lishmo. It wasn't the right attitude to want their child, his child, to be great in Torah in order to get the covered, in order to get sort of the ambition of being great and have this covered. So in other words, the roots of this child's chinuch was off-center. It wasn't good. And then the Gemara goes on in other places to tell us, why did Elisha ben Avua become the man he was? And we are given a number of different reasons. So we are told, for example, that he actually came across an incident of Shiluach HaKan, where a father had told his son to go up a ladder and do the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, and the son fell off and was killed. And in both of those mitzvahs, it mentions Arichas Yomim. So we've got a case of Arichas, the Torah promises Arichas Yomim, and he's doing two mitzvahs which have Arichas Yomim, and nevertheless the child dies. So that sort of set him on a bad trail. And then the Gemara tells us as well that he used to sing Greek songs, Greek pop songs. He would sing these Greek songs all the time. It was always the pume, always in his mouth, these tunes that the Greeks were singing. And therefore this had a bad influence on him. In another story, the Gemara tells that as he bent over once, all these Greek books of apikoroses tumbled out of his pocket, and they could see that this is the sort of reading material that this man is doing. So he was doing all of these things, and nevertheless, it's all traced back to the fact that his father had had the wrong kavona at his bris milah, and that caused him to have a seed planted in him which was Shaloi Lishma, which wasn't pure Torah. And therefore all of those things, no doubt he read those books, as Rucham Shmuel Levish says, he read those books and tried to refute what he'd read. But the fact is that since he had this seed within him, this seed which always nagged at him that there are other things, that there are different things that we can consider, since it was Shaloi Lishma to start off with, therefore we didn't have Toiv Achis Dobber Merichisoi. Let's translate those words.
That wasn't so bad.
It's not bad because on it was Shaloi Lishma. But Shaloi Lishma. And well, it seems that the development of his chinuch was always for that ambition. Yeah, that's the ambition. In other words, I'll just tell you a vort that since you asked this, that I heard just 2 days ago from Reb Shloim Hoff. He said the following: El Oras Asher Areka. The Rosh Hashem doesn't tell Avraham Avinu where he's going, right? Only much, much later. And the point is this about the Rosh Hashem's command to Avraham Avinu and therefore us later on. That is that when the Rosh Hashem tells us to do something, and it's a way of life, called psiyo psiyo, every single step of the way is an avoider on its own. It's not a destination. We've got to get somewhere at a certain time. We've got to be there. I'll tell you where to go, but meantime, the avoider of Avraham. So it's here too, you see. Presumably, I'm assuming this, but I think Rucham Shmuel Levish is hinting at this, that his whole chinuch was like that. You've got to get here, son. You've got to be a brain surgeon. You've got to be a, whatever it is. You've got to, like ambitious parents. You heard the witzel that a baby is born, and Mr. and Mrs. Cohen, I hope Mrs. Cohen said, it advertises in the paper, we are delighted that our baby son is born, Dr. Cohen. Right? So, really then, they've got these ambitions, he's got to be this, he's got to be that. It's not about ambitions, that's the point. And Mr. Avua gave his son that sort of chinuch, then he was going to be exposed to that sort of thing throughout his life, and therefore he planted the seed of the bris, and it went on from there. So it started that process, and later on saw things that were difficult to understand. He could not resolve them. He could not resolve them because of this thing in him that he'd got from his chinuch, let's put it that way, and therefore he was tainted by that, and couldn't overcome the apikorsis that he saw, the songs that he sang, etc., and that's what made him develop into the way he was. Rabbi Miller, famous Rabbi Miller of Gate Zetzem, Rabbi Mordechai Miller, darshans the posuk, Zomamo Sodev Dikocheha. Yeah, we all know this, we sing it. And he asked the kasha, Zomamo Sodev Dikocheha, she bought the field, but she didn't buy the field. Avraham Avinu bought the field in Pashas Chayesorah. But Zomamo Sodev, her lifestyle was such that she earned it. She was the one that did the work that, so to speak, made the whole atmosphere flourish in such a way. Avraham Avinu bought the cave of Machpelah, that is true. But Sora was the one who planted, if you like, using a rather hackneyed expression by now, planted the seed of this should be the environment in which that happens. And she has the schus of making sure that Avraham Avinu actually gets this, this field. And we have the same idea in a couple of other places that, again, going back to Acher, one of the things he saw was the Lashonishel Rav Chutzpis, that we have that in the Sora Rigi Melchus. He saw the tongue of this Darshan Rav Chutzpis, and it was on the floor, and the dogs were biting at it. And his questions welled up inside him. All those questions that he had, how could this be? How could it be that this man who darshan Torah all his life ends up like this? So the point is made in the next comment I'm going to make, B'Shem Rucham Shmuel Levish. He says, I don't understand this. We've had a sort of thesis, if you like. We've got a principle that because he had these beginnings, therefore that's how he developed later on. And even though he's big Talmud Chacham, of course, G'doyle, one of the G'doyle Ador, he couldn't overcome these questions. So he asks the following question. Thousands have seen terrible issues and terrible happenings throughout the world, Gezeres Tatnu and Tach and all of these things, and latterly the Holocaust, and they didn't become apikorsim. So how is that Elisha ben Avur became an apikoros because of all the things that he did, the songs or the books, etc. And yet other people have seen disastrous things, or the child falling off the ladder, disastrous things that they didn't become up because of him. And he explains the idea is here, it's because of the beginning. And we're going to go back to that posuk now. Toiv achris dobe merishisai. If you just translate it as it is, it sounds like the ends justify the means. That the end is better than the beginning. But Rabbi Kiva loikach dorash. Rabbi Kiva darshens it differently. Toiv achris dobe merishisai means that the achris dobe of something is good if the reishis is good. If the reishis is good, then you can be sure that the achris will be good. But if the reishis isn't good, it's very, very difficult, almost impossible to correct. So, therefore, we have this idea that the beginnings of things are extremely important, and therefore, having established that principle, and Yaakov Avinu Taka says, "Besoide maltove nafshi," in the Masa of Zimri, I don't want my name to be associated with it. Not that he wants to avoid the shame of being associated with Zimri. He's saying that the Mice of Zimri is nothing that I planted. It's no seed that I planted, nothing to do with me at all. It's not just that I want to avoid the shame. And therefore, the brocha that perhaps we can wish ourselves and everybody about this year is we've got two ideas here. That one is, one can become the soil for a seed that's planted earlier, for good or for bad. And therefore, my brocha to the Olam, and I hope this brocha devolves on myself as well, that we can be the seed for good things that have been planted by our Avos HaKadoshim and our predecessors. And we can also be the seed, we can be the soil in which these things flourish and be the means of good things happening. And also hopefully plant the right seeds so that our descendants will be able to grow on the seed that we planted with their soil, that the issue will flourish. And therefore we will be able to raise Klal Yisrael to another dimension, and we will be able to be a schus for Klal Yisrael in both inheriting the good things from our forefathers and bequeathing other things which are for our children and grandchildren.
Amen. 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 Am